this was very much about a new kind of approach to museums, in which we were putting this very traumatized and deeply troubled community in some ways in the driver's seat and helping to empower them to tell their own story.
Dr. Auslander talked about the process of the museum co-creating with some of the young women who say they were abused by Larry Nassar and the police detective and parents involved in the case.
So one of the tough issues, I think, was how much do you throw at visitors? I think there were individuals in the group that thought we need to really show the intense degree of pain that we've gone through. And it's a fine art. We had to find a way how to evoke the horror and the pain, but still not traumatize our visitors and allow them to go through the entire exhibit together. And one of the hardest things for us to see as museum professionals, but something that was very important for the sister survivors, were what they called the grooming objects. So Larry Nassar, who was a skilled predator, used physical objects to control his victims. These were gifts. He might come back from the National Olympic the National Gymnastic Competitions with keychains or signed photographs of famous gymnasts that he would give to the little girls. One case even gave a gymnastics jacket to an 8-year-old girl. And the implicit message was, you stick with me, you too will eventually be an Olympic gymnast. And these objects were very well beloved by many of the young women when they were children, even during the period where they were being abused on a constant basis. But they want to show, they want to display these objects. They don't want to hide from this long history of pain and suffering and control that they were in. And then they want to talk about how far they've come.
Dr. Auslander mentioned the theme of darkness and light as part of the exhibit. We asked him to walk us through what visitors might expect to see.
There are 505 images representing all 505 known survivors. So when you come into the exhibit, the first thing you see, before we get into any of the heavy, hard-hitting material, is this 505 panels of beautiful abstract paintings, and then intermixed with them are black and white photographs. And the next thing you encounter is the beginning of a timeline. We actually honored the survivors. They wanted to show 30 years of history of institutional failures. So they're different, actually, colors, whether or not it's an MSU part of the story or USA Gymnastics or US Olympic Committee or what was going on in terms of the law enforcement and court system. So there are different timelines that sort of overlap that take you through all the way from the 1980s and 90s pretty much to the present day.
This has obviously been such a hard time for the community, the nation, everybody impacted, and even people who weren't directly impacted. Why should someone go to this?
I know. It does seem like who would want to plunge into this, but it is, in the most paradoxical and surprising way, a very life-affirming exhibit. I mean, all of us have experiences of suffering, and all of us need in our souls, we cry out for something that is larger than ourselves. And that thing that is larger for ourselves is that connection to other people. We learn about ourselves ultimately by learning about others. It takes a little courage to walk in the door of this exhibit, but it takes you somewhere profound and important. We have to remember what binds us together. And it's a chance to encounter our better angels, ultimately.